This is Nadia Anderson, AAA Manager of Federal Relations, and welcome to the AAA Fuel Gauge Report for Monday, July 6, 2015. Motorists paid the lowest price at the pump for Independence Day travel since 2010, saving 90 cents per gallon compared to the 2014 holiday. Today's national average price for regular unleaded gasoline is $2.77 per gallon, down fractions of a penny versus 1 week ago. The national average price remained relatively stable over the past 30 days, despite regional fluctuations in price due to refinery issues, and today's average represents an increase of 1 cent per gallon versus 1 month ago. Pump prices remained considerably discounted year over year, with drivers saving 89 cents per gallon compared to the same date last year. During July 2014, averages fell on all but one day during the month for a total drop of 16 cents per gallon. Despite the decline in recent weeks, the direction of pump prices in the near term is less than certain. Consumer demand for gasoline typically climbs during July and August, and the ability of supply to keep with growing demand can directly impact the price of the pump. Additionally, retail averages can be also impacted by Atlantic hurricanes or issues at refineries, both capable of limiting supply and putting upward pressure on prices for drivers. While these domestic factors could influence gas prices higher, the relatively low price of crude oil is expected to keep a ceiling on price at the pump compared to recent years. AAA still expects drivers to pay averages below $3 per gallon for the rest of the year. Pump prices west of the Rockies continue to lead the nation, with the only state averages higher than $3 per gallon. For the second week in a row, motorists in Alaska are paying the nation's highest price for retail gasoline. The last frontier is followed by regional neighbors, California, Hawaii, Nevada, and Washington, as the nation's top five most expensive markets. South Carolina and Mississippi are posting the nation's lowest averages, discounted by more than $1 per gallon from the market leader. Weekly price comparisons reflect drivers in 36 states and Washington, D.C. experiencing savings at the pump. Of the 14 states where the prices have moved higher over the same period, 12 states are posting premiums of 2 cents per gallon or less. On the whole, the average price for retail gasoline has remained relatively stable week over week, moving plus or minus 3 cents per gallon in the majority of states in Washington, D.C. Three states located in the Mid-Continent region are outside of this trend: Ohio, Idaho, and Michigan. The fluctuations in price are largely attributed to supply and demand remaining out of balance within the region following refinery issues in recent months. Despite the national average remaining relatively stable over the past 30 days, the lingering effects of regional refinery issues continue to be reflected in monthly price comparisons at the state level. The price has climbed higher in 37 states in Washington, D.C. month over month, with the largest price movements in regions previously facing issues at major refineries. A total of 7 states are posting double-digit increases over this period, led by Michigan, Idaho, and Washington. On the other end of the spectrum, prices are down in 13 states versus 1 month ago. Prices in California and Nevada have fallen by more than 1 nickel per gallon over the same period due to the earlier resolution of refinery issues in California. Nationwide, drivers are enjoying significant discounts in the price for retail gasoline versus the same date last year. Consumers in Connecticut and Washington, D.C. are saving more than $1 per gallon at the pump, and drivers in the vast majority of states are posting yearly discounts of more than 75 cents per gallon. International considerations remain front and center for oil prices due to their potential to impact both global supply and nations' demand for crude oil on the global market. Over the weekend, Greece voted no on a referendum over debt bailout terms, which is seen as the latest signal that the country could exit the Eurozone following its recent default on loans from the International Monetary Fund. This news puts substantial pressure on the value of the euro and subsequently adds further strength to the U.S. dollar. A stronger U.S. dollar makes crude oil relatively more expensive for those holding other currencies, which lowers demand and pressures prices lower. The NYMEX was closed last Friday in observance of the Independence Day holiday, and on Thursday, West Texas Intermediate crude oil settled down 3 cents at $56.93 per barrel, reaching its lowest finish since April. Losses continued when markets reopened this morning, and prices were driven lower by the results of the Greek vote over the weekend. Shortly after the open this morning, WTI had dropped $2.50 per barrel. Motorists can find current gas prices along their route with the free AAA mobile app for iPad, iPhone, and Android. The app can also be used to map a route, find discounts, book a hotel, and access AAA roadside assistance. Learn more at AAA.com/mobile. This concludes the AAA Fuel Gauge Price Report for Monday, July 6, 2015.